Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Keke Palmer, and let me tell you, we're kicking off this new year with a whole new mindset. If you're ready for that new year, new mindset energy, you've got to tune in to Baby, This is Keke Palmer. If you're looking for more podcasts to help you tend to your well-being, check out New Year, New Mindset on the Wondery app.
Well, hello and welcome to What Crappens, a podcast about all the crap we love to talk about on ye old bruvs. I'm Ronnie and that's Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Yeah, everybody, welcome. It's January 15th, 2025, and we're here to record Real Housewives of New York City. We are about to head on a whirlwind tour. We start in San Francisco, followed by San Diego, and we're going to do a Salt Lake City reunion recap. We're going to do them in both cities because we take 5 hours to recap that one. So come watch that. It's going to be our first Salt Lake City live recap of the season. We're so excited. And we're so excited. And then the next week we'll be in New York City on Broadway doing the Golden Crappy Awards. It's going to be an amazing show. You can vote for that now over at our Instagram or watchwhatcrappens.com. Also, we will be in San Diego and Salt Lake City the following week. So get your tickets for all that good stuff at Watch What Crappens. If you like video recaps, we are on video every day. Catch them at Patreon. It's also where you get your Traders recaps, which are great. I mean, we love that show. That's going on right now. And if you don't want to pay for Patreon, don't worry about it. Go over to YouTube and get the videos for free a week after they are published. Ben, what say you today?
Well, we're here today to talk about Real Housewives of New York. And, you know, as was teased in the Below Deck Sailing Yacht recap, I have right here, you may hear the rustling. This is some ASMR. This, for those who are watching, I'm holding up something in tissue paper. And you know what it is? Let me open it up. Big ASMR moment. This is fun tissue paper. It really feels nice. It is a genuine from the lady herself, Rebecca Minkoff bag. That thank you very much, Rebecca Minkoff, for sending us bags. Look how cute it is.
Yeah, that was very cute. Stuff. I love it. Yeah, thank you, lady.
Yeah, this is very, very cool. I actually really like it a lot. And like I was saying yesterday, I am, you know, I'm slowly converting into a man purse sort of guy. So, you know, this could be the future.
That could be it. I love it, Ben. You're going to look fabulous in that. Thank you so much, Rachel. That was so sweet. can't wait to rock that
in New York City when we're there next week.
Sorry.
All right. Let's get on with this not season finale. Should be. But it's not. But this is the episode where they have been showing us everything from the beginning of the year. This is where the big breakdown starts on Real Housewives of New York City. This episode is called Quit Your Beachin', and it is the penultimate episode of the season.
So I was doing a little math. I was looking. This is episode 14. Mm-hmm. Next week is going to be the season finale, and that's also going to take place in Puerto Rico. They headed to Puerto Rico episode 11. So that was episode 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. That's five episodes that they've spent in Puerto Rico. This is, I think, one of the longest vacation spans we've had on The Housewives. 15 episodes in the season, five of them in Puerto Rico. It's kind of hilarious to think they've spent a third of their season on this vacation.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, you know, get when the getting's good, I guess.
Listen, yeah. I mean, I would say this Puerto Rico vacation has been helpful for the show. Like, there has been stuff going on. There was one episode in there that was pretty rough when they went to Old San Juan. Like, that was the episode that they had. They needed to stretch out the season, I think. I think they were like, we need to get them into Puerto Rico as soon as possible because the stuff in Manhattan is not really popping off. So we need to move this vacation up. But now we don't have enough content for five episodes of vacation. So let's watch them walk around Old San Juan for an episode and look at Abe's dick. Okay, we got out of the way. Now we can get back to the good stuff. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll try and look at Abe's dick again, because, you know, that one just keeps them coming back. Keeps them coming back every week. So, yeah, here we are. This episode already has a title. I would title it probably Fuck Around, Find Out, because that is kind of this episode. Aaron and Bryn have been picking all season. And now that they are actually called out, they're both crying like little fucking babies. We knew they would be. Acting like the little victims.
Yeah, like, you know, I get it. Uba is a lot, you know. She would probably exhaust me too. But ultimately, I've just been on her side for, I think, almost all this stuff. Maybe not the beach stuff. She was being, I think, pretty rude about that. But generally speaking, I've been on Uba's side about this. And I would also probably be flying off the handle if I had to deal with fucking Bryn. Oh my God. Bryn is so juvenile. And she, I think I mentioned last week that one of my issues with this show is that it kind of feels like we're sitting in on like a slumber party. And that's like not very appealing to me. And I think that like Bryn may be the one, she may be the rotten apple that is spoiling the bunch, because I think she, it does bring that kind of like a slumber party energy, and then it's kind of infectious. And it's just, you know what, I'm team Uba.
Yeah, I mean, I am too. I think Uba acts like a jackass through most of this episode too, I have to say. I mean, she really started at the beach last week, and it gets worse this week. But, you know, again, fuck around, find out. I can see why she's over it, that's for sure. She cannot escape these two. They don't fucking stop, and they don't stop in this one either. So let's get into it. So we're still on the trip, everybody. And Raquel's going, what a trip. And Aaron goes, yeah, it was really a blast until last night. Doodly-doot, doodly-doot, and we flash back to last night at 11:03 p.m. And Uba's like, this bitch is lying, you son of a fucking bitch. And then flash night to 10:15, and Bryn's like, oh, y'all fucking think I'm fucking dudes for money?
No one thinks that. It's like, yeah, no one thinks that, Bryn. So then we see also another flashback, Aaron to Jessel. Maybe your husband should apologize to her for calling her a fucking bitch and saying she's bipolar.
And then flashback to 9:39 p.m. And Uba's like, I'm naked. I'm naked. I don't want to talk. Because Aaron's trying to make her talk while she's taking a shower. Like, get the fucking cameras out of here, bro. Like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, everybody's online like, Uba's losing her fucking mind. What would you do if you're in the shower and some lady comes in with a fucking film camera? Get out. Can I get anywhere?
I think he's
like, my mom used to say when she went to the bathroom and we would knock and ask for her attention. I'm in the bathroom. Can I have one fucking minute of privacy? God damn it.
These are actually flash forwards to what we're going to see. And so basically Aaron's telling us, how do we go from the best time ever to a Shakespearean tragedy? Like, how? I'm like, was it the best time ever? I think we have to start there with that premise, because we're about to go back to the sad beach.
Yeah. No, these were flashbacks, but now we flash forward to Aaron saying that. And then we flash. It's like Lost, time- guys.
You know, here's the thing. Time is immaterial, because as far as we can tell, we've been stuck in purgatory for this season for many weeks.
I was
going to
say, no matter what time it is, I can tell you right now, it's been wasted.
No matter what time it is, I don't have time for Bryn. Okay, yours is better. So we're back at the beach. So Uba is acting like an asshole about this beach. Is it a glamorous beach? No, but it's a perfectly fine, functional beach. There is a dead bird. There is a fish that is flopping around in a pool. You know, it happens. These things happen at a beach. And Uba's like, it is disgusting. Do not go in the water. It is disgusting. No one go in it. Everyone, I beg you, please do not even look at the water. Okay, close your eyes and pretend the water's not even there.
And Bryn's like, but I wanted to pee in the ocean. It's like, don't do it. I'm telling you. So Sai's like, I'm in Puerto Rico. I'm going to swim in the water. Give me a fucking break. And Raquel just goes, I mean, it's nature. Pigeons die.
Although there is something about like a face down pigeon in the sand with the flies around it that just feels in this moment of like bird flu talk. It's like, maybe let's go to Jamba Juice. So let's just stop
lifting up nature. We've all seen, especially right now, what a bitch nature is. And, you know, sometimes it's
the original.
Give me a sunset.
Life.
Give me, you know, for every one sunset there. How many people are in the world, Ben?
About 35.
Okay, let's say it's how many billions of people? Come on, give me
35 billion. I don't know. 10 billion.
Okay.
No, so it's like a billion.
For every one sunset we get a day, we get about 35 billion poops as well. So don't talk to me about nature. Mm-hmm. You know, it ain't all pretty. Okay. It's mostly
nature.
That's what I like. Nature, air conditioning. That's what I like.
Nature's giving a little Bethany Frankel these days. Okay. I think, you know what? Maybe it's time to put down, like, maybe, like, go on pause, put down the TikTok. Let's, like, cause there are, there were times where we just really loved nature. And nature is really the most successful of all the Real Housewives. But also right now, nature is driving us all nuts. And we just need nature to step away for a moment.
Well, you know, they're going to put down the TikTok because supposedly it's being put down on Sunday. Did you know that?
Well, yeah, I did. This could be the end. Wow. What will I do if
I... TikTok, right?
Of course they will.
Because where else am I going to stand in like a like do my dances in a 1 foot diameter? come on.
You know who's going to save it? Mom talk.
Guys, Bethany talk should save it. I can't believe Bethany doesn't have a huge charity to save TikTok yet.
This is a crisis, okay? It's a crisis.
She's just throwing cash cards at our heads.
The original patron saint of Puerto Rico, Bethany Frankel. So,
oh my God, look at this. Look at this. This person doesn't have electricity. It's terrible. Oh my God, look at this beach. There's a dead pigeon on the beach. Okay, this is a crisis. Okay, I'm putting up a flag around this pigeon that says, this is a crisis. Okay, dead pigeon, here's a card for you. I'm giving you this card. Okay, you can go buy yourself something with it. Okay, I'm going home. Going home.
God, speaking of being assholes at a beach, did you see the video of Ramona Singer in Florida where she's like, whoa, you know, look at me. I'm in a bathing suit. Look how pretty the water is. It's just gorgeous, you know. Look at the ocean. Look at the sand. Look at the sun. Fortunately, people in L.A. don't know what that's like right now because they're miserable. What can you do? Sorry, okay? I'm having a good time. Set. And people are like, what a fucking monster. But I was like,
she's really good at state shaming. She was like, no, I just wanted to show it's not just New Jersey that lives in a state of depravity, okay? Good old Ramona. So Raquel tells us, I would never go to anyone's home country and start bitching and complaining about a place that they're taking me to that they told me was one of their favorites as a child. I'm like, that's exactly correct. You would never do that. You just do it. What you do is you do it behind their backs in private over brunch when you get home. I mean, come on. That's how you do it, guys.
Yeah. She's like, this is a local beach. It's not Gringo Beach. You know, Gringo Beach is where the tourists go. And if the beach is good enough for Jenna, it's good enough for all you bitches. So,
Jenna's this beach isn't good enough for me.
Jenna's like, I'm just going to like lie here like I always do and just pretend everything's okay. Compartmentalize. And Uba's still going, disgusting, literally disgusting. And Saya's trying to shut her up, but it's not working. And Jessel's like, oh, as she's saying everything I'm thinking, I want to be like, preach, sister, but I can't do that because, you know, I want to be respectful.
So I was like, okay, try to relax. Okay, you know, this is a beautiful setup, Raquel. I really like what you did here.
And she's like, thank you. It is very nice. It is a very nice setup on a disgusting beach. It's like, okay, Uba.
So a couple of the girls go in the water, Bryn and Erin and Raquel. And Bryn's like,
I don't like that Uba just came up and was like, don't go in the water. Like, I saw one dead pigeon and that's like disgusting. And the water is like disgusting.
And Erin's like, yeah, gross. And Raquel didn't like it either. And she's like, it's just too much. It's like weird energy. Like, usually I accuse Jessel of being like, think before you speak. But Uba does the same shit. It's so gross.
Uba is like a living, breathing thermometer and not the type of thermometer you stick up someone's butt. You have to like check that weather report every day. Like there might be a thunderstorm, there might be a tornado, and there could be a goddamn earthquake, which is funny because you don't like tell what an earthquake is going to come on a thermometer. Oh my God, you guys.
Am I losing you? Crazy. The problem with this is that you are the natural disaster that's coming. That's why we need the fucking thermometer in the first place.
I know.
What are you complaining about? I don't want to hear the hurricane fucking complaining.
Yeah, I don't want that at all. She's not as entertaining as a hurricane. She's like a bomb cyclone, just a thing that arrives and makes everything cold and then goes away. So
she's telling the girls, like, you know, Uba deep down is like the sweetest, but she literally becomes like a different person. Like, you say one tiny thing. I mean, you say you get your fucking head.
You don't just say one tiny thing. You pick and you poke and you pick and you poke. And that's why your head's fucking chopped off, you know? But yeah, nobody's going to tell Bryn that, because they're all, everybody in this episode says you can't talk to Uba because everybody's terrified to go against Uba. It's the same for Bryn. Bryn just has a different way of scaring you guys. No one wants to be on Bryn's bad side either.
And in fact, they always say something to Uba and they never say something to Bryn. So Raquel is basically like, she's like, I'm gonna talk with her. That's what I'm gonna have to do. So Aaron's like, well, of course Raquel is valid and feeling offended because Uba has had some strong reactions so far on this trip. And then we see Uba being an asshole about the rooms, an asshole about being the bitch, being at the beach and everything, and at dinner. I mean, Uba was, We gave Uba some, we let her hold some space because she wasn't feeling well, but she was still being a dick at dinner. But also she was reacting because she was not feeling well and she was sitting there and was fine. And then Bryn was coming at her. She didn't want to deal with it. And so Bryn put Uba into a bad mood. Bryn has a total inability to be considerate to her friend's needs. She's just going to like make her friend feel worse at a table when her friend is already feeling sick.
Yeah, and look, here's the thing. This is Housewives. There's room for so many truths. Uba is an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Uba is a fucking asshole. She's full of herself. She's selfish. She's a brat. She doesn't go try to get a room, but then when she's not given a good room, she cries like a little baby. She's a brat, okay? But Bryn is worse.
Yeah, Bryn is worse.
Like, that's where I'm coming from. Bryn knows, she takes those weak qualities that she sees in somebody and she's like, okay, this person will lose her temper if I do XYZ, and then I will do XYZ just for funsies. And that's what makes her worse, you know? Mm-hmm. So Bryn, you suck more, in my opinion.
Yeah. And Aaron's like, well, maybe it's not just what's going on here. Maybe she's worried about the fibroid surgery she told us about. Well, yeah, I mean, especially like, you know, this is like a fairly common thing in Housewives that like someone has a medical issue. Erin has, you know, she is very concerned about her parents on this trip. And, you know, she is asking for grace in these moments. And here it's kind of like, oh, well, maybe she's worried about surgery. I don't know. But like, whatever, it's uncalled for. It's like, yes, it may be uncalled for. But like, where is the grace that you're asking other people to give to you? Where is it for Uba, when you know she's actually probably nervous about this surgery?
Yeah. So, well, that's what she's saying right now, right? She's kind of giving her the grace, I guess, in this confessional.
She's acknowledging that she could be giving grace, but she's not giving it.
Okay, yeah. So then Bryn's like, when she said I sucked a dick for work. She didn't say that, though. But keep trying. Keep trying to make that. Could she have worded it better? Sure. But she didn't technically say that. And she's like, well, I'm not going to be disrespected until I suck dick for jobs. And if I did suck dick for jobs, then I'd be in the Oval Office.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Keke Palmer. And let me tell you, we're kicking off this new year with a whole new mindset. You know how everyone's all about new year, new me? Well, on Baby, This is Keke Palmer, we're taking it to a whole other level. We're talking new year, new perspectives. And honey, it's going to change your life. I sat down with astrology queen, Chani Nicholas. Y'all, if you want to understand yourself better this year, this episode is it. And then there's my chat with the incredible Da Vinci, where nothing was off the table. If you're looking to level up your mindset this year, his words are definitely going to hit different. If you're ready for that new year, new mindset energy, you've got to tune in to Baby, This is Keke Palmer. Catch it on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. And for the full experience, head to my YouTube channel. If you're looking for more podcasts to help you tend to your well-being, check out New Year, New Mindset on the Wondery app. Let's make this year our best one yet, baby. Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Keke Palmer, and let me tell you, we're kicking off this new year with a whole new mindset. You know how everyone's all about new year, new me? Well, on Baby, This is Keke Palmer, we're taking it to a whole other level. We're talking new year, new perspectives. And honey, it's going to change your life. I sat down with astrology queen, Chani Nicholas. Y'all, if you want to understand yourself better this year, this episode is it. And then there's my chat with the incredible Da Vinci, where nothing was off the table. If you're looking to level up your mindset this year, His words are definitely going to hit different. If you're ready for that new year, new mindset energy, you've got to tune in to Baby, This Is Keke Palmer. Catch it on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. And for the full experience, head to my YouTube channel. If you're looking for more podcasts to help you tend to your well-being, check out New Year, New Mindset on the Wondery app. Let's make this year our best one yet, baby.
So now Erin tries to do like a hoverboard thing, which she's really, really bad at. And she keeps falling over. And then there's also like a lifeguard that's sort of guarding them. I think that when it comes to like shooting scenes, Bravo, like it's like mandatory that there has to be a lifeguard there, because there's also a random lifeguard at a Potomac scene recently with a pool. So they have this like cute teenager that's there. And Brynn is like,
oh my God, who's this like little lifeguard baby here? Should I pretend like I'm choking her?
Yeah, so she does the thing. She does the Sonya thing and lies on the ground. She's like, oh my God, I'm drowning. And everyone's just watching her like, yikes.
It's just Brynn's sad.
Uba's like, cringe. Uba cringe. So then she's like, oh my God, I was dying and you didn't even save me. Good. He's the audience.
Yeah, exactly.
The audience is like, leave her there.
Was an avatar for this show in general, and the lifeguard was the audience. So Brynn is like, I like Bennett, call me out on my shit. Based on how you react when other people call you out on your shit, I'm not sure that's totally true.
Yeah.
So Jess is like, I mean, it's like an acrobat gone wrong. She's crawling through the sand like a little sand cat or whatever that is. What is it, Jess? You know, a classic sand cat that walks around the beach. whatever that thing is. I'm like, I don't think there is a thing.
Yeah. So basically that wacky scene's up. So then Sai's like, yeah, you know, this is the first time I've seen Brynn flirt with a teenage boy. I mean, I've seen her flirt with a lot of daddies, but Jenna's like, yeah, I'm going to go get myself in the water because I'm just getting eaten mostly by embarrassment for Brynn. So yeah, I'll be over there.
Meanwhile, Sai is picking at her foot. She's like, I got to get the glass out of my foot. It's really bothering me. I'm like, I cannot believe she's walking on a public beach or even a private beach. You know, those beaches have all sorts of stuff in the sand. And she's walking around with this like embedded glass in her foot. I was like, oh my God, you're going to lose your entire leg. You're going to get gangrene, please. So she puts a condom over her foot, which I felt was actually a pretty decent idea considering the situation.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, you know what? Like, if a guy tells you that a condom don't fit, don't believe him, because my foot's huge. Bah. So then we go back to hoverboard. I'm surprised Erin's not better at hoverboarding, because she literally just hovers. That's what she does. Like, her whole personality is just hovering. Like, aren't you mad at Brynn? You should totally be mad at Brynn. Aren't you mad at Jessel? You should totally be mad at Jessel. Like, girl, it's the same thing you do all day long. It's just in the water. Get with the program. Be you.
Yeah, Jessel's like, she looks great doing this. It's like when you see the Baywatch lifeguards like running and they dive in the water and it's like they save people. It's like, that's cool to watch. It's like when Pavitt thought that a Bon Mi was drowning in the East River and he just jumped right in to save it, and then he realized it was just a plastic bag floating along. Still very heroic.
And Brynn's like, look, I've seen the TikToks and Americans who do water sports, it doesn't end well.
Yeah, okay. So then
is there like a niche of Americans just being bad at water sports?
Classic Americans being bad at water sports. So then Rebecca's like, guys, I haven't said anything and I really only feel like saying one thing this episode. So I just want to say this, please gather around. I was thinking about going to get some fresh coconut milk. Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Let's avoid the dead pigeon. So Jessel's like, where is it? Where is it? But how far is it? Oh, there's a sign. It's like coconut water.
I like to see Jess on The Amazing Race. They're like, let's try to avoid the dead pigeon. So Erin is like, oh my God, I think I got a fish bite. Look, is this a fish bite? Did a fish bite me? I'm like, come on, even fish have taste. Stop.
The fish started to bite you and then it died of boredom. It's literally floating in the water over there. Okay.
It was a sigh fish.
I'm so hungry. God, all you have is Aaron Butt to serve me.
So it starts raining. So Jess was like, oh my God, my outfit. And so, you know, that's going on. And so now it's time to leave. And Uba's like, God, thank you for listening to my prayer. I don't want to be on this beach. So Raquel basically is like, yeah, I should have taken him to Gringo Beach.
Wasted. So they go back. To the house. They're splitting some chocolate. You know, they're just sort of snacking, and it's cold in there. And so they're sharing this chocolate now. And Uba's like, Aaron, what's happened? Because I guess half of her chocolate bar is gone. And Aaron's like, oh, whatever. I don't work here. The other half is in her stomach. Do you see what I get it? Because she ate it. Like I did. I just ate it with that joke. I'm eating right now. That's what the gays told me I should say. Is anyone going to laugh? No?
So then, so Aaron comes into their room with chocolate. And I said out loud, oh, wow, I wonder what shit Aaron's going to start right now. Because that's literally the only reason she lives. So she does. She does. Like, literally right after I said it, she goes, so, Jessel, I heard you were upset this morning. And she's like, I wasn't upset. I was just confused because Bryn was so activated. And then we see a flashback of Bryn being like,
oh, my God, you're up in photographers.
And then Jessel's like, I just didn't understand why she was so upset. And it was like, what happened yesterday when we took a nap? Because we heard you had a little conference outside, Erin. And she's like, I didn't have a conference. I just listened.
Mm. Yeah, this is
why you
wild.
Suck. This yeah. is why you suck right here. This episode demonstrates why Erin sucks so fucking clearly. And Bryn too, but mostly Erin.
Yeah, together, I think what's hard is that Bryn, I think, totally ruins the show. And Erin is just annoying because she's like, she's acting in like bad faith. She's like a bad actor, not like bad, like thespian, but she's like a bad actor on this show. Like she literally, she blatantly lies in a way that like, given that there are various housewives who lie and like, and bend the truth, she does it in a way that's kind of like humorless or not fun or just like sanctimonious. It's just, it's like a frustrating thing to watch. So, Jessel's like, you know, so who was it? Was it Bryn and Sai? And then she's like, why are you being so quiet? She goes, well, I think it would be helpful to call them in here. She's basically like, bring them in here, get mad at them. And then I'm going to wipe my hands free of this.
Yeah, she's like, if we bring them in here, I can start fights between them all by suggesting different things, and then I can just watch them go at it and I'll get off the hook, right? Mm-hmm. And she tells us, of course, she's like, listen, do I gossip with my friends? I mean, am I a girl? Yeah. And Uba's
I was actually offended by that. I was offended by that because as a man, I just know that we actually probably gossip way more than any women do.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Well, guys gossip for sure. So much.
Yeah. So Uba's like, but I think you know more. And she's like, I don't know anything, you know. And she's like, didn't you take notes? You were part of the conversation, which I love because it's so true. And she's like, no, I just sat there and listened. And then we see the flashback to where, of course, Aaron's fucking lying, as usual, talking yes. shit with the rest of them. And also starting it, because Sai wasn't over there naturally talking shit. Aaron and Bryn started her talking shit. So yeah. Uba's like, well, and she's like, listen, I think you should talk to them. Just ask them. And she goes, no, I want to hear. And she's like, yeah, but then if you hear what I heard, you're going to be like, Aaron's a pigeon and she's a this. And I'm not going to do that anymore, you know?
Well, then stop acting like a pigeon. You're the one who, oh, I guess Uba asked, but she's, I don't know why Aaron couldn't just say, yeah, we were talking about Jessel and talking about how Jessel got upset that one time. And that's it. It's everything we talked about last night. Like, how do you not dead it right there? But of course, Aaron wants Uba to be mad at them. And so, because also when Uba gets mad at Bryn and Sai, it just brings those girls closer to Aaron. So she like builds her alliance more stronger. So Aaron is like, I mean, she told me she's like really fucking pissed at you. And she's never been more mad at anyone else in the group. I guess that was the flashback.
Yeah, so Aaron's like, you know, it was just basically just like Aaron was, you know, I just can't win, you know, because if I say anything, you're going to accuse me of saying anything or of saying something. So then Uba's like, well, I'm protective of Jessel because, well, she doesn't have a backbone. So now is a good time to be a pigeon. Go get me tea, pigeon. And she's like, I'm not pigeoning right now. So then she's like, just trust what I'm saying is true. I was the one standing up against, I was standing up for you against those girls.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me any of this yesterday. She goes, I know, I'm telling you now. I'm telling you now.
Yesterday, she told you truth about Bryn to get you mad, but then Bryn got herself off the hook, so now she's going to tell you lies to get mad at Bryn. So, yeah. You see how that works? So, just up the game with her, guys. Just up the game.
So, Bryn's like, knock, knock. She goes into Jenna Raquel's room. She's like, hey, it's time to wake up. We need you to be creative, direct the synchronized swimming. So, there's this ongoing thread this episode that there will be a synchronized swimming moment. And it takes them a very, very long time to get to the synchronized swimming. But it's like threatened the entire episode. So now,
but then they spend like hours once they're there doing it. I was like, how many hours did you shoot this? It's a lot of shots for a stupid.
Why are you guys so fixated on this? Yeah.
I don't know. So yeah, it's like a big thing. And also Bryn has wacky things because, like, I know it's been a few days and then I'm still thinking about Jenna's bush. I just want to recreate it. So we see flashbacks of that, and then we see flashbacks Sorry, go ahead.
How could you just breeze over Jenna's very important character development of her history with synchronized swimming, Ronnie? It's a very compelling moment of Jenna saying, I'm always excited for synchronized swimming. I took it when I was young. I saw it in the Olympics, and they offered it at the pool. I went to every summer, and I was like, count me in. Where's my hat? Oh my God, I can't believe I just said that. It's like, okay, great, great story.
You guys got me to open up about my synchronized swimming. Never gonna live this down. Never.
So Bryn is continuing with Jenna's bush. Listen, it's one thing to talk about Jenna Bush. It's one thing to talk about Jenna's bush.
Frankly don't want to hear about either one of them. Okay, one of your dads is a war criminal and the other one is just Bush hanging out of someone's underwear. I don't want to hear about either thing. So now we see a scene where Bryn has bought wacky wigs from Amazon to put for everybody to put in their bush for a big joke for Jenna, which I'm sure is just going to be riotous. So then Bryn's like, look, I ordered them off Amazon. And when you know Jeff, you can get Prime same day delivery, even on a Caribbean island. Not fuck people for money.
Yeah, seriously. Okay.
Here we go. Just gather yourself. It's going to be okay. We can do this.
I don't why do we have to be subjected to this? So what they basically do,
you take the good, you take the bad, you take them,
you
all
take there, them both, you have the facts of life.
Facts of life.
Fox of life. There's a time you take there's a time you take a wig and put it in your crotch and make it look like Jenna's bush. Jenna's bush.
Jenna's got a bush and there has been bitten on the tush. The facts of life. The facts of life.
There's a time when you go to the pool and they offer synchronized swimming, and that's the time you figure out the facts of life are all about stupidity. Do 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 do. Takes a lot to take a wig and put it in your crotch, because we're talking about the facts of life.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry. Like, I got really far in that song.
You really did. You went for it. You went for the extended cut.
I did the EP. I did the version that's in my iTunes library. And if you think I don't have that in my iTunes library, you are sorely, sorely mistaken, because I have, quite frankly, a great, great TV tune collection that, you know, is that happens here.
Yeah. So then Sly and Aaron and Raquel are talking. And of course, Aaron's going to try to spread some more misery. So Sly's like, yeah, you know, it rained on the beach. That setup was really cute, Raquel. And Aaron's like, yeah, except for Uba talking about dead pigeons, Raquel. Don't forget. You have to fight with Uba now. And she's like, oh God, it wasn't even a pigeon. It was just a dead bird. It's fucking nature. So then, Sly and Aaron are talking now. and doing the hair in their vag or whatever. It's wacky. And so then Raquel's saying, you know, she was saying the beach is disgusting. And Sai's like, well, I told her to stop. And she's like, but she listens to you. And she's like, well, it's also just because everything the island's been through. Because so now they're talking to Uba, right? Isn't this where they come in to talk to
Uba? I think you sort of...
Or are they just saying the same thing?
I mean, I think, by the way, I don't think it really matters. I think technically you skipped ahead because...
I did. I can tell
you. There was...
I can't. Listen, here's what I'm doing. I'm reading one line and then I'm just getting disgusted.
You skipped over... you skipped over the part... where they talk more about Uba not being able to control her emotions. It's the gaslighting of Uba. I mean, the thing is this. Uba is emotional, but they also act like she's emotional with no provocation. And the truth is they are constantly fucking with her. Constantly, 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 constantly. So anyway, I don't even know where we are now, but this is when they come like all marching out.
Well, so they talk again that Uba, you know,
I'm gonna scroll down to
Uba's,
where you are.
You know, Uba's I'll blah, catch blah, blah, blah. You. So then Sai's like, we know she's got a hard time controlling her emotions. So I understand Raquel's walking on eggshells, you know. I mean, if I went to Somalia and I said her beach was disgusting, she would go off on me. And Aaron's like, well, maybe you should say it in a way that showed respect. You know, go on, guys, you can do it. So
I just want everyone to know I am still fucking scrolling through with my little mouse, my functional mouse, through all the walking out with wigs in the bathing suits. And oh my God, I'm itchy. Oh my God, Jenna, do you see it? I'm like, it's going on forever. Like, I'm just like, when do we get through this part? When do we get to that conversation?
It's really a lot of time with this wacky, like, hair coming out of their underwear thing. And no, you know, Jenna's not getting it because she's not staring at their crotch all day, because that's not just what gay people do. Well, gay guys sometimes. I do. I mean, I sometimes do. But I don't think gay women do that. And so they've kind of misdirected their bets because they keep thinking she's going to look. But then Aaron makes it really obvious because she's Aaron. And then Jenna gives like a half-hearted laugh. And then they all laugh kind of half-heartedly. Yeah. And
it's like what I always say.
A hilarious prank.
It was hilarious. I mean, I understand Jenna. Like, she is not gonna be staring, looking for someone's pubes. It's like I always say, now the world don't move to the pube of just one bathing suit. What might be pubes for you may not be pubes for some. No. Nothing. I guess truly different strokes. Different books.
Different pubes it takes. Different pubes to rule the world. Yes, it does.
Now everybody's got a different kind of pube.
What are you talking about, pubis? Okay, so then everyone's happy because of this wacky joke. And then Uba goes inside. And so they're kind of looking at her, and she's like, oh, I guess I'll go talk to Uba now. So Brent's like, oh, she's better than us. That's how you do it. Right, guys? Someone go watch. So then Uba goes in.
So now Raquel
goes in.
Raquel goes into Uba's room, and Raquel's like, so I thought the way I was just talking to the girls out there, and I thought it wasn't very nice of you to run out saying, this is disgusting. Don't go in there. The water's disgusting. And Uba is totally chill, and she totally is understanding about it. Just kidding. She's like, but it was disgusting, and it smells. And I have a picture to show you that there was a dead bird.
And she's like, Uba, it's a beach. I mean, in your country, do birds not die? She goes, oh, my God, but if they do, I say it. And I wasn't rude to anybody. I mean, come on. What are we, blind? You know? You sold it. This is BS, you know? And if you were a travel agent, I'd never book it again. She's like, okay, but telling people it's disgusting and not to go in the water. But it was disgusting. And in my home country, if I was on safari and there's a dead lion somewhere and some animal is eating it, I'll say it's disgusting, too.
Yeah, but... we're not saying
you have that memory to pull from. Like, listen, I said it when it was a fucking lion too.
Yeah, but it's not like saying like, hey guys, don't go playing around the lion. The lion's disgusting. It's like, no. So Sai just walks and she just plants herself in. Hi, what's going on? So Raquel's like, all right, but like when you came over, you said don't go in the water. It's disgusting. And Sai's like, yeah. And anything else after that? I look at Uba. I did look at you and I said stop. And Uba's like, yeah, she said stop. But I didn't mean it in that way. And like, you guys did not make me sign an NDA. You did not bring me here and say, don't say anything about Puerto Rico. And she's like, no, no one's telling you not to say anything about Puerto Rico, but sweetheart, it's rude. Do you know what this island has been through?
And she goes, oh yeah?
Frankel came here.
This place is still some. There was a girl who was put in the hospital when a cash card got lodged in her temple. Okay. Bethany Frankel did that. And she's like, okay, well, the last time you were here was 6 years ago. I came here 4 times after the hurricane to shoot here. And I came to Puerto Rico more than you do. And she's like, okay. I mean, Uba, for fuck's sake, man. And I can see why Uba's on the defense. In a way, let me excuse it. Just a way, and then I'll completely erase it. I can see in a way why she's on the defense, because she says, I was talking to those girls out there, and I really think this was rude. So Uba's like, the second I walk away, of course those fucking girls start talking about me, and now they get the new girl all riled up against me. Fuck this. So she feels like she's defending herself from Brendan Aaron again, is how I'm taking this. That said,
and I think
it shouldn't fucking matter. Fucking grow up. If somebody is telling you were rude, you were fucking rude, and you're in another country, and it came off as really insensitive, and your friends are here telling you it's rude, just say you're sorry, dude. You're making this so much fucking worse.
Yeah, I wonder. I think that she's probably trying to say, like, I don't know. I'm not even going to try to make an excuse for Uba, because I do think she's being a real asshole in this moment. But I'm just trying to imagine what she was thinking. Maybe she's saying, like, hey, it's not like I'm being insensitive to Puerto Rico. I know what this island's all about. And this beach was just a shitty beach. And it's like, it's nothing about Puerto Ricans or like the people or the culture. But either way, it's like, it's just a really, it's just to try to like one up the actual, you know, Puerto Ricans in the room with being like, I've come here 4 times since then. And like part of Raquel's pain is that she hasn't been able to make it down there. So it was really like rubbing, you know, dead pigeon inflected salt in the wounds. So Raquel is like, yeah, I don't think so. Like, you don't like, so you understand Puerto Rico and Puerto Ricans? Okay, fine, wonderful. So that makes the insults even worse.
Which is a good point.
And so I was like, well, I think I understand though, because you know, Puerto Rico has been through a lot, you know.
And it was like, oh my God, every other word has been through so much. You know, I'm number one Puerto Rico. You are number 2 and 3. And well, it's just because we're here and we're trying to have fun. She goes, okay, so you're ganging up on me because you're Puerto Ricans and I'm in Puerto Rico. Is that it? So they got all the Puerto Rican cast to come in here and give me shit.
So I was like, what did I do? I just walked in.
Sorry, I was cracking up at this part because Uva's not really wrong. I think at this part, she's like, okay, great. So now it's the coalition of Puerto Rico against me. She's like, oh, come
on. But she's also... Yeah, but also it is their country, and the way that Uba was reacting was it wasn't just like, ooh, oh, there's a dead pigeon out there, it's gross. There was something very like classist that was coming out of it, right? So Sai,
well, like when she says, I have too much money to sleep in this bed. Now here's the other thing. These shows are about rich ladies being whatever, you know, and especially old Roni, you know, we saw it all the time, people being rude, and especially Ramona, like what a fucking monster. We saw it all the time, and I think Uba might be playing into that a little bit, like this is what you do, you know, you go and then you're like really snotty and talk about your money and this and that. And I get it. I think just she doesn't really have the je ne sais quoi to really pull it off. You're supposed to be having fun with it. Like, it's just not, when people are telling you it's not working, I just take the note. You know what I mean? At this point,
I don't know. I mean, I think I was actually thinking that like Uba really has kind of had a breakout season. I mean, she's been frustrated all this time by all these people. But at the same time, like, I felt like last season, Uba was trying to do the I'm so wacky, 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 wacky. And now I kind of feel like we're seeing more of like the real Uba, which is that she's pissed off and these women piss her off, and I don't even think that like Uba is someone who is like a crazy hothead all the time. I think it's just that she just can't deal with this group of people, and who can blame her at this point? I don't know what my point is. I think my point is,
no,
I think she's actually turning into a pretty good housewife.
Oh really?
Well, yeah, I actually think so.
Listen, she is causing a lot of rage amongst the audience,
but she's
people
also
are talking, and I haven't seen people talking about New York at all this season, really, except how much it sucks.
Are people not happy with her
episodes? They're pissed at her. They're, you know, it's like, but now it's like a Brynn versus Uba thing, which is,
well,
I mean, that is what it is on the show. But they both kind of suck. I mean, Uba, I think, is at least charming and funny the other times, where I think Brynn is pretty much 90% a shithead faker.
I think Uba was being an asshole about this beach. I think that her response was not, it was not the response that I think that she should have given, but it is one of the, that's what the nature of this show is people who are stubborn and people who are privileged and people who are up their own asses. And I think that I'm so much more on Uba's side for everything else that I'm sort of in a place of like, you know, I'm going to let this one slide for Uba.
Yeah.
I also think though that this discussion is actually what fuels her mood for the rest of the episode, because basically Uba's, you know, she's very defensive and but then she pulls back and she goes, you know, I didn't mean it in a rude way. Me not going in the ocean. I was not going to go in the ocean to begin with. I don't know how to swim. I'm not going to swim anywhere in crystal blue water with mountains. I don't go in the ocean. I just don't. I didn't mean it in a bad way. So she's kind of like, you know, she's not apologizing for what she said, but she's acknowledging that she hurt. Right. So they hug and it ends nicely. But I feel like after this fight, she is stewing. She's angry that she was confronted about this. And she's probably angry for the things that you mentioned, that she probably thinks that the girls set Raquel up to do this. And I think that is the emotion that she carries into the rest of the episode.
I think she is ready to murder Bryn and Aaron, and rightly so. And she says on the way out, she's like, I really didn't mean it. And don't listen to those people if they're trying to make you feel like I was being rude. Well, you were being rude. But see, she's saying Aaron and Bryn are doing this. And that's what does it. He's like, and there we go. And she's already been pissed because they have been fucking with her the whole time. And it's not an excuse. It's just a reason. You know what I mean? And she needs to learn how to fucking handle it better because she's ridiculous, too. And it really sucks when you should be so clearly in someone's corner. And I just wish she had someone there to help her and be like, Uba, you're winning this. Those two look like assholes. All you have to do is the whole thing you were doing in the last episode until the very end of it, where you were just kind of being nonchalant and being like, whatever, shut up, you idiot, you're insignificant. That's what you need to do in this situation. Yeah, don't give them what they want.
So Raquel is like, she's like, well, I don't know if I got through with her, but you know, I expect more from like an immigrant, you know. Although she goes, although Jessel's an immigrant and I don't expect more from her. I think she still doesn't understand the concept of Hurricane Maria.
So Uba's like, trust me, I'm the biggest Puerto Rico fan. I love this place. And guess who else? Puerto Rico's my biggest fan too. You know, I'm sorry that didn't work out for you, Raquel, but you know, it's great for me. Congratulations, you've reached the end of part one of a two-part recap. For part two, go look for the recap that says part two. See you over there, suckers.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Catherine DiBernardo has our hardo.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
Dana C. Dana Do.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no less namey. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know your worth with Jason Kurth.
We could all learn from Jennifer Kearns.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Ringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kissarino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
Have a heck of a time with Rebecca.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's got a leg up, it's Beth Ani.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Put on a kettle for Rebecca Weddle.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.